All right, this is the Rude Crude Amish Dude coming at you for episode 2 of my podcast. Gonna be talking here about a couple things. First thing I wanted to say was this may contain a few spoilers if you are watching the series Wayward Pines. So if you haven't seen the episode yet or the second episode yet, please watch it and then probably return to this podcast because I'm going to be examining it a little bit and we're going to be talking about it, what went on in the episode. It was a pretty intense episode. So if you haven't seen it, please come back and check it out and check out this podcast. Okay, let me start off with what I thought about it. I checked it out the night that it came out, Thursday. And it was really good. You know, the story keeps on going where Matt Dillon is searching the town. He found a dead FBI agent in a old house or something like that. And he's trying to get the sheriff to, you know, help him figure out what happened or whatever. And nobody's helping him, and whole town's one big conspiracy, and something's going on in Wayward Pines. His ex-partner that he used to work with had been living there for about 12 years, even though she was gone for about a couple weeks. So we get the impression that once you're there, time stops on the outside, but it keeps on going in Wayward Pines. So that happens, because when he's talking to Juliet Lewis's character in the story, she was born in 1960, and, you know, she's pretty young in the show, and, you know, he's starting to figure out little things about the town that's, you know, fucked up. Like, for example, they put tracking devices in your cav area, and he found out how to disable it, or take it out at least, and, you know, on the outskirts, I guess, there's a wall, big tall wall that I guess they can climb over, or they want to climb over. So he wants to get, him and Juliet Lewis want to escape. So one night they plan something, and they try to plan to leave, and they leave their tracking devices behind. And then all of a sudden all the phones start ringing, and the townspeople come out. Matt's able to hide. His character's able to hide somewhere. Juliet Lewis gets caught, and the sheriff in the show, forget his name. One second. He's a Sheriff Pope is his name, and he yeah, he pretty much drags her out into the city square and has a, you know, just executes her. He cuts her throat, and it was pretty intense. You know, I wasn't expecting that. It was totally out of left field. But yeah, that was pretty much episode 2 of Wayward Pines. I was really disappointed they killed her off. Like, I didn't read the book series that there is. But, you know, damn. Sucks. She was a good character. She was pretty cute. And thought her and Matt Dillon would get along. But, guess not. But his wife is still searching for him. And I guess towards the end of the episode, it alludes to the wife and the son are going to go look for him at Wayward Pines. But the FBI is, like, trying to stop them or something like that. It's a really good show. I'd recommend it. I also checked out a movie called Late Phases, and that is on Netflix right now. It was a pretty good movie. I really, really liked it. It had sort of like a dark feel to it, and pretty much it's about this this guy. He's a Vietnam veteran. He's I guess Vietnam veteran. But he's staying at a retirement community, And his son sort of son his wife sort of put him in there, and you know, he's blind is the main thing. He's blind. So he goes on, you know, living there, and like the second night that he stays there, he hears an attack going on next door, sort of like a creature. He thinks it's a bear or something like that, or I think he really believes it's a werewolf. Because he has this seeing eye dog that he uses, and the dog that night gets killed, so you know he's pretty upset about it and whatever. And his I think he fights off the werewolf or something like that, because they end up encountering each other, and through that process he broke his cane that he walks around with. So the next day, I guess he's digging a grave for his dog. And oh, by the way, this is spoilers, so you know, if you haven't seen it, please see it and come back or hear this and then check it out. But yeah, it's a good werewolf movie. I believe the effects were all practical. They're all, you know, really nice. The dude who played Bobby Briggs in Twin Peaks comes out in it as a gun shop owner. He made silver bullets for the main guy, and I thought it was really good. The story and everything was really good. It kind of reminded me of Bubba Ho-Tep, you know, because of the retirement community and you know old age and stuff like that. Pretty much like monsters taking advantage of that, and it was sort of a dark, I guess, dark horror movie. Really, like black horror, you know what I mean? Like, can't put my finger on it. Just, really, it was a real downer, I think. 'Cause I don't think he survived in the end, but, you know, he kills some of the werewolves and shit like that. It also reminded me a lot of, Gran Torino, just 'cause he had that last stand and he had his guns and he had his army uniform and stuff like that. Yeah, it's a definitely a good movie to check out if you're into the werewolf stuff, and also if you're into, you know, dark horror movies. I would say it's better than whatever else is out there. It was really good. If you like it, you know, hit up my blog. I have a blog now. Just search Rude Crude Amish Dude. I'm on a blog right now, so I'm gonna be putting this episode up there, and sure to leave comments if you check it out or whatever. But I'm also on iTunes as well. So anyways, some more news is David Lynch is officially back on board with Showtime for Twin Peaks 2016. I want to make a correction, because last week I called it a reboot, but it's not a reboot. It's just a continuation of the story. I stupidly made the mistake of calling it that. I just thought about it a while back, and I felt the need to correct it. But yeah, Lynch is back, and it just goes to show how much, you know, your efforts. If you put enough effort towards something, you can make things happen, you know, because I know the cast and the fans on Facebook started a campaign where you know, your signature would go on a thing, and you know, it was just to show Showtime that we were serious and we wanted him back. You know, I would have been cool with having him, you know, having other directors or whatever join, but you know, now that Lynch is back, I'm pretty happy about it. Really enjoy his work in Twin Peaks and his other stuff too, you know, like his other movies, Blue Velvet and stuff like that. I really, really enjoyed those. I believe he's a really good director. I hope maybe someday I can write or direct or something like that. Still tell stories. You know, I used to be very creative, and now it's just kind of, you know, life happens. But I still have my imagination and everything, you know, it's still kicking. Hopefully, I've been thinking about writing a graphic novel lately about an idea that I had about vampires at a high school that were targeting this young kid. Came up with that story a long time ago, and my English teacher at that time told me it'd make a really good story. So maybe in a while you'll see that I'm writing graphic novels or short stories or something like that. So I really dig that people were listening to this and downloading the show. I really appreciate it. I didn't think a lot of people would check it out, but I guess I it did, and people like it. Hoping to get more listeners. So if you have people that love horror movies and music and stuff like that, recommend them this podcast. It's not long. I don't intend for this to be an hour long or so, or at the most 30 minutes, just because I know people are real busy. And I know when I listen to podcasts, I usually prefer them to be simple and short. So, like I said, recommend it to your friends if they like stuff like that. And also, this week I saw I catch I caught a matinee for Mad Max Fury Road, and I didn't really like it. I felt like it was more Charlize Theron rather than Mad Max, and I dig that. It's cool, and but I wanted to see a Mad Max movie, and I got Charlize Theron, this whole other story about rescuing girls or something like that. I respect it. I respect the fact that they went that direction and stuff like that, because it had like a sort of like human trafficking element to it, like art reflects society in a way, you know what I mean? And I guess that's a big issue right now. And it sucks, it happens, but I wanted to see an action movie, and I got something that I didn't order. But I didn't stay for the whole thing. Sort of walked out, and I had a good time. I always love going to the movies, popcorn, hot dogs, and stuff like that. And at our theater, it's pretty nice. We have a huge Coke fountain, and you get to choose like Coke, Sprite, Dr. Pepper, mineral water or whatever. And alongside that, like you click on Sprite or whatever, and you can get all sorts of different flavors like strawberry, grape, pineapple, or whatever. And everyone so far has been was strawberry Sprite. This time I tried grape Sprite, and it was really good. So I have that going for me. Also, I've been having a good time. I've been hanging out with some great friends. The other day I barbecued for some good friends, and had a few beers in my backyard. It was a good time. We had I made barbecue burgers, stuff like that, and I bought some dessert. I brought some pastries from our local HEB. It's a grocery chain in Texas. I just really like spending time with friends and stuff like that. I like being a good host. I like having get-togethers and stuff like that, because it's not often that I get to do stuff like that or hang out, But yeah, I love having people over every once in a while, Although I do enjoy my alone time, because that's when I watch my movies and I watch my shows and listen to my music. There hasn't really been anything going on with the music so far lately. Nothing good. I saw that they announced the lineup for the Summer Slaughter tour, and a lot of people were disappointed because not that many brutal bands were playing. I know the only three that everyone seemed to like was Cattle Decapitation, Obscura, and I think Beyond Creation. The rest were sort of I think deathcore or whatever you would say. And not a lot of people liked it. And I agree with that. You can say that those bands don't fit the bill or they don't work out, but those are probably bands that sell tickets the most, and that's probably what these promoters want to see. I know there was some open-air festival going on in the U.S. I don't know what it was called, and I don't remember anything about it, but I know it's going on, and I probably have to look it up again. But it's going to be, I know Fear Factory is playing, but that looks very good. It's going to be, I think, 2 or 3 days, and it's going to be a camp-out type thing, sort of like those European festivals. But I think I would go check it out if I didn't have anything going on, like if I wasn't working or whatever, because I'm unemployed right now. Got laid off. Sucks, I know. But if I don't have anything going on in September at that time, I think I might go. I don't know if I'll get a plane ticket or if I'll drive up there, because Texas is kind of far from, I think it might have been like Chicago area. But just to go and be a part of the first U.S. Open Air Festival would be sick. I can't remember which other bands are playing, but I know Fear Factory for sure is going to be there. So, I might check that out. What else is on my mind? Oh, I got a bad headache right now. You know, when you drink, I drank a few beers earlier, and then now my head's hurting, and I drank Tylenol, and I drank some water. Hopefully it goes away, but then I made a stupid mistake of getting pizza, which was really not a good idea, because it was Little Caesar's deep dish, and I was drunk during the first 4 slices, and after that it was just disgusting. Like, I felt really sick, and I just don't feel good right now. Was really hoping to get maybe Domino's or something, but you know, it's just over there, you can just get a hot and ready real quick in under a minute. So that was the only reason I went, because I'm very impatient when I'm buzzed or something. It sucks, but that's life. You get what you get. I want to hear how you guys are doing. I want you to write me on my blog. Leave me a comment. I think my email's up there, so leave a message or something. You know, tell me what you'd like to hear. You know, I know this week I didn't check out any metal albums, so I can't really tell you much about them, but mostly this week was about the new Wayward Pines, the new Twin Peaks news, and that movie that I told you about, the werewolf movie. And other than that, you know, this week's been kind of slow. So, but if you guys want to interact with me and say something, say hi to me, see what I'm like, or add me on Facebook or whatever, just hit up my blog. That's a Rude Crude Amish Dude blog. Just search it in Google or something, because its keywords are very specific, I guess. But I want to hear from you guys. I want to see what you guys are about and see what you guys would like to hear or anything else, you know. You can even tell me I suck and tell me this podcast sucks and tell me I should give up, you know. Because maybe, I don't know, maybe it does. I'm not sure. Just tell me. Anyways, this is getting close to about 20 minutes. And I have no more content to talk about other than I love you guys that are listening, and I hope that you're hearing this part of the podcast, and if you are, please go and check out my blog, because I'm going to be updating it with a lot more stuff, and you have a good night, or day, or whatever it is, and be safe. I love you guys.